everybody going places and doing things at one time or another has thought about being a movie star and being in the movies. Maybe that you came to Alaska so that you wouldn't have to pursue that fantasy. However, Hollywood has come here, and our local talent, which we've talked about for many, many years, the talent that we have here, has evolved into a movie production company. I'm talking with Delana Green. I got it right. She was formerly a Duncan, but, you know, then the marriage things happen. We've talked to her dad before, and she's done productions out at Triumvirate before, Canine Performers. Tell me the story, because I'm not joking here. We are going to have a full-length motion picture shot right here on the peninsula.
Yes, absolutely. The production team is Final Spark, and we are a team made up of many performers here on the peninsula, as well as teachers. And we are doing a film that is a fantasy, family-friendly film called Chasing Rainbows.
I like that, family-friendly fantasy.
And with the ideas that if someone were to jump through a rainbow, where would they end up? And so it's taking place majority in another world that is very green, just like Alaska. And we want to feature what Alaska has to offer as far as a backdrop.
So it sounds kind of like the series that was done, The Witch in the Wardrobe and those type of things.
It is. It has very similar things to Narnia, to Pilgrim's Progress. I like to think of The Odyssey. It's this journey of a little girl who loses her brother when they travel to this other world, and she's trying to find him and meeting different people along her journey, and they get to tell a little bit about their story. So it's just really fun, really interesting. We're going to be auditioning next week, April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
April Fool's Day. You're not joking, are you?
No, we're not joking. Hollywood is here. We are auditioning at Kenai Performers, April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd from 6 to 8 p.m.
Now, Delana, as you know, because you've worked with the many talented people here, but being in community theater is one thing. Shooting a full-length motion picture, that kind of is intimidating, even for our very talented people here. So how do we encourage people who maybe have not been a community performer, but maybe would be typecast into a role, just to come and see if that might happen and that they could be in movies?
Well, there are many different background characters that we are going to need. We need some bulky men that can be thugs. We need some...
Here we are at the gym. We can go get a couple recruits right here.
Right. We have multiple ways for people to get involved beyond just acting. So we are going to be looking for sponsors eventually, for food, for plants, because we're going to be using a lot of greenery in some of the scenes. There's a lot of different scenarios that people can use to support our team. And we've been working 7 years together, and this has been a long time coming. We've been working on this project. Our director wrote it many years ago. We've been working hard to get to this point to make a feature film. And so here we are.
So maybe not necessarily professional experience in acting, method acting, or all of that type of thing. Maybe someone who just wants to have fun and fits a role, they could come out and see if they get casted?
Absolutely. I mean, there's going to be different things that go into the casting decision. There's going to be experience, but also the look and feel of someone that walks in the door. If they feel and look like a character more than someone who has 10 years of acting for that same character, we might choose them over them. It's just a part of the process. We are looking for the ones that fit the characters the best. And you can see all of the characters, their descriptions, and the audition sides, which is the what you use to speak on the auditions, on our Facebook page, Final Spark.
Final Spark. Okay. Now, the other question, listeners who aren't really interested, but are really interested in the fact that we're producing a motion picture here, is this an out-of-town company that's coming? Is this a big investment firm? Making a movie is not cheap, Delana.
It absolutely is not. Our main director has been working and building up the funds for this for multiple years. We have a team that is local. Final Spark is a locally sourced team. We are all members of the community and have been. We're business owners. We're teachers. We're theater actors and actresses. And eventually, we are going to be pursuing bigger funding options, such as investors and producers. We will be announcing that soon of how people can financially support our team.
Will this be a movie that will just be shown locally, or are you looking at producing it, releasing it nationally?
So at first, when we are finished producing it, it will be in a festival circuit, which usually lasts a year or so, and it will be shown in festivals all over the world. We will be submitting, and if they accept it, then they show it. And then after that is done, we will take it and show it in Alaska.
Delana, this is exciting stuff. I'm envisioning a red carpet and all of our local people and all of the flashing things that Hollywood does. We're going to have something like that, do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, Aaron Gordon and Final Spark have been the sponsors of the KPBSD Film Festival, which is a local film festival that the kids in our community have done. He's the sponsor, and the team has put that on for the last couple of years. So we do have a red carpet, and we have a backdrop, and you know, it's gonna be a pretty big event.
What is your role gonna be, Delana?
Oh, I don't know if I'm gonna have a role on the screen other than maybe just some extra fun, and I might bring my daughter to auditions. But for me, mostly it's behind the scenes at the moment, working on the music, working on the audition process and the PR campaign.
Where the real fun is, where the movies are made.
Oh yeah, yeah. A lot of the behind the scenes is where you get
to. Okay, so we want people to show up on April Fool's Day at what time out at the Kenai Performers?
April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. We will be auditioning for specific roles at Kenai Performers at 6 to 8. Kenai Performers is the building that is on K Beach. You can see what characters are auditioning for each day on our Facebook page, Final Spark.
So just go to Final Spark on the Facebook thing and they can get all that information and then show up.
Absolutely. And we will have a blast doing it.
This is going to be fun. Not only that, it's going to help put us on the map and grow our community. We make movies here. We do musicals here. We do it all here, right here on the Kenai Peninsula. Right, Delana?
Absolutely. We have an incredible creative environment here on the peninsula and such great, great community.
Congratulations to everybody. Go try out. You were made to be in the movies. I'm Meryl Sikorsky, returning you to that finally sparked sound of KSRM.